The LifeSpring Media family of programs are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Thank you.
Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm your host, Steve Webb, and it's so good to have you back. This is episode number 167, and today we're going to be reading 1 Chronicles chapters 8 and 9. Let's begin. First Chronicles chapter 8. Benjamin was the father of Bela, his firstborn. Ashbel was secondborn, Ahara third, Noha fourth, and Raphtha fifth. Bela's sons were Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Shephufan, and Huram. These were the descendants of Ehud who were leaders of the families living in Geba who were forced to move to Manahath. Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera, who moved them. Gera was the father of Uzzah and Ahihud. Shaharim fathered sons in Moab after he divorced his wives Husham and Beara. By his wife Hodesh, he fathered Jobab, Zibiah, Misha, Malcham, Jeuz, Sakia, and Mirmah. These were his sons. They were family leaders. By Husham, he fathered Abitub and Elpeel. The sons of Elpeel, Eber, Misham, Shemed, who built Ono and Lod, as well as its surrounding towns, Beriah, and Shema. They were leaders of the families living in Aijalon and chased out the inhabitants of Gath. Ahio, Sheshach, Jeremoth, Zabadiah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ishpa, and Joha were the sons of Beriah. Zebediah, Meshulam, Hizki, Haber, Ishmerai, Izliah, and Jobab were the sons of Elpeel. Jakim, Zikri, Zabdi, Elianai, Zilithai, Eliel, Adaiah, Beriah, and Shimrath were the sons of Shimei. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Anthothijah, Iphdiah, and Penuel were the sons of Sheshach. Shemsherai, Shechariah, Athaliah, Jearashiah, Elijah, and Zikri were the sons of Jeroham. These were the family leaders listed in the genealogical records. They lived in Jerusalem. The father of Gibeon lived in Gibeon. His wife's name was Maacah. His firstborn son was Abdon, followed by Zur, Kish, Baal, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zekir, and Mikloth. Mikloth was the father of Shemaiah. They also lived near their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish, and Kish was the father of Saul. Saul was the father of Jonathan, Malki-Shua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan, Merib-Baal. Merib-Baal was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Pithon, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jehoiada, and Jehoiada was the father of Alameth, Azmapheth, and Zimri. Zimri was the father of Moza, and Moza was the father of Benaiah. His son was Rapha, whose son was Eleasa, whose son was Azel. Azel had six sons, Azrikam, his firstborn, followed by Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. The sons of his brother Eshek, Ulam was his firstborn, Jeush second, and Eliphelet third. The sons of Ulam were warriors who were adept archers. They had many sons and grandsons, a total of 150. All these were the descendants of Benjamin. 1 Chronicles chapter 9. Genealogical records were kept for all Israel. They are recorded in the scroll of the kings of Israel. The people of Judah were carried away to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. The first to resettle on their property and in their cities were some Israelites, priests, Levites, and temple servants. Some from the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, and Ephraim, and Manasseh settled in Jerusalem. The settlers included Uthai, son of Amihud, son of Omri, son of Imri, son of Bani, who was the descendant of Perez, son of Judah. From the Shilonites, Asahiah the firstborn and his sons. From the descendants of Zerah, Jeuel. Their relatives numbered 690. From the descendants of Benjamin, Salu, son of Meshulam, son of Hodaviah, son of Hasanua, Ibniah, son of Jeroham, Elah, son of Uzai, son of Mikri, and Meshulam, son of Shephatiah, son of Rul, son of Ibnijah. Their relatives, listed in their genealogical records, numbered 956. All these men were leaders of their families. From the priests, Jedaiah, Jehoiarib, Jakin, Azariah, son of Hilkiah, son of Meshulam, son of Zadok, son of Merioth, son of Ahitub, the leader in God's temple, Adaiah, son of Jeroham, son of Pashur, son of Malchijah, and Maaseiah, son of Adiel, son of Jazurah, son of Meshulam, son of Meshillemeth, son of Immer. Their relatives, who were leaders of their families, numbered 1,760. They were capable men who were assigned to carry out the various tasks of service in God's temple. From the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashub, son of Azrikam, son of Hashabiah, a descendant of Merari, Bakbakar, Heresh, Galal, Mattaniah, son of Mika, son of Zikri, son of Asaph, Obadiah, son of Shemaiah, son of Galal, son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, son of Asa, son of Elkanah, who lived among the settlements of the Netophathites. The gatekeepers were Shallum, Akub, Talmon, Ahiman, and their brothers. Shallum was the leader. He serves to this day at the king's gate on the east. These were the gatekeepers from the camp of the descendants of Levi. Shallum, son of Kore, son of Abiasaph, son of Korah, and his relatives from his family, the Korathites, were assigned to guard the entrance of the sanctuary. Their ancestors had guarded the entrance to the Lord's dwelling place. Phinehas, son of Eleazar, had been their leader in earlier times, and the Lord was with him. Zechariah, son of Meshelemiah, was the guard at the entrance to the meeting tent. All those selected to be gatekeepers at the entrances numbered 212. Their names were recorded in the genealogical records of their settlements. David and Samuel the prophet had appointed them to their positions. They and their descendants were assigned to guard the gates of the Lord's sanctuary, that is, the tabernacle. The gatekeepers were posted on all four sides, east, west, north, and south. Their relatives who lived in their settlements came from time to time and served with them for seven-day periods. The four head gatekeepers, who were Levites, were assigned to guard the storerooms and treasuries in God's sanctuary. They would spend the night in their posts all around God's sanctuary, for they were assigned to guard it and would open it with the key every morning. Some of them were in charge of the articles used by those who served. They counted them when they brought them in and when they brought them out. Some of them were in charge of the equipment and the articles of the sanctuary, as well as the flour, wine, olive oil, incense, and spices. But some of the priests mixed the spices. Mattathiah, a Levite, the firstborn son of Shallum the Korahite, was in charge of baking the bread for offerings. Some of the Kohathites, their relatives, were in charge of preparing the bread that is displayed each Sabbath. The musicians and Levite family leaders stayed in rooms in the sanctuary and were exempt from other duties, for day and night they had to carry out their assigned tasks. These were the family leaders of the Levites, as listed in their genealogical records. They lived in Jerusalem. Jael, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon. His wife was Maacah. His firstborn son was Abdon, followed by Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth was the father of Shimeam. They also lived near their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish, and Kish was the father of Saul. Saul was the father of Jonathan, Malkishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan, Merishbaal, who was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Pithon, Melech, Tareah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jarah, and Jarah was the father of Alameth, Asmapheth, and Zimri. Zimri was the father of Moza, and Moza was the father of Benaiah. His son was Rephaiah, whose son was Eliasa, whose son was Azel. Azel had six sons, Azrikam his firstborn, followed by Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. Well, in addition to the bare genealogical information, we did get some insight as to some of the jobs that some of the people had. Tomorrow there will be some interesting information on the end of Saul's reign and the beginning of David's, so I don't think you'll want to miss that. I'll see you then. My name is Steve Webb. Thanks for joining me today. God bless you.
Get free and stay free from inappropriate online content with Covenant Eyes Accountability Software. And try it risk-free and cost-free for 30 days using promo code LIFESPRING at CovenantEyes.com or look for the Covenant Eyes link on our show notes page at LifespringMedia.com.
If you enjoyed the show, please consider supporting LifeSpring Media. Details are at LifespringMedia.com.